My friends, what a pleasure it is to be here with you on this holy night. And what a joy it is to be part of this wonderful community of St. Andrews. To be with you all on this Christmas Eve, to share in the wonder of our Savior's Nativity, and to celebrate the Holy Eucharist with you. I guess it must be a special night since I'm not wandering around like I normally do during my sermons and I'm getting to wear a fancy cape for a change. And so it is a most holy and blessed night. Now tonight we join with Christians from all over the world to pay homage to the King of Kings and to remember that dark and cold night when the long-awaited Messiah entered the world, fully human, yet fully God, as he came in the world as love incarnate. Now, as holy as this night might have been, despite what the songs tell us, I'm guessing that things weren't quite as silent and quiet as we are led to believe that night. I mean, to begin with, Mary and Joseph were real people, and they were in a real city. And at this time, as we are told in our gospel, there was a great census being taken. And so the streets of Bethlehem are full of people, and they're all coming in at all times of the day. And along with, just coming into town, there are people who are probably setting up camps everywhere because we know there's no place to stay anymore at the inns. There are people who are probably camping or trying to find just any place they can stay. And of course, a good retailer will never miss a chance for a profit. And so that night, so you can be sure that you had merchants at their booths yelling and calling at people to come buy their goods. And since we are talking about a Roman census, and we're in an occupied part of the world, the one thing that the Romans knew about the Jewish people is that they had a tendency to create the occasional uprising. So whenever an occasion happened where you had mass groups of people of Judea and Galilee or Israel coming together, you would have had soldiers patrolling and marching up and down the streets. So I doubt that the city of David was all that quiet during this time. And to be honest, barns aren't ever quiet. I can tell you that for I can tell that you that for a fact. I mean, I grew up in a farm in the central Nebraska, and even when if the cattle are lowing, they're making noise. They're always either chewing on something, you have chickens settling in, there's all sorts of noises going on. And plus, I'm guessing being associated with an inn, there are people coming in, checking in their donkeys or whatever at all times. And I even kind of doubt that Mary and Joseph were all by themselves like we see in the creche, because any good innkeeper would have rented out every available space. So we're talking about a place that is loud, crowded, noisy, and probably isn't smelling all that great either. And I'm not just talking about the barn. I'm just talking about, tens of thousands of people all gathered together. Between Nazareth and Bethlehem, there's like a 70-mile walk. So, you can tell that this is probably not, the most wonderful, friendliest place to be. And you think about Mary. Here she is, a very young woman, pregnant with her first child. Even if it wasn't the Christ child, I'm guessing for a young mother suddenly being taken out of her home at 9 months pregnant and having to make a 70-mile walk and then being in a strange town, staying in a stable, I'm going to guess that she's probably a little on the frightened side and probably not very comfortable. And on top of it, she goes into labor. So, as I said, I think that the night was anything but silent. But in spite of all the noise, the darkness, the strangeness of the place, in spite of everything that was going around, still through Mary, love came into the world that night. Through Jesus Christ, this little baby, everything changed. A love so great, so profound, and so unusual has entered Earth, and absolutely everything is different. Now, like Mary, we live in a world that isn't all that silent, and that there's a lot of noise going on, and there are a lot of things happening right now that seem very chaotic and dark and scary. Whenever I turn on the television or the radio, or I pick up a magazine or newspaper, or even click on the internet, there is story after story of some tragedy that is happening in the world. And of late, I don't know if it's just more or if it's just that the press is showing more, but it just feels like everything's a little bit crazy right now. And I think on top of that, of all the people who are struggling, you know, we are living in a country that has all sorts of resources, who produces more food than anywhere else in the world, and yet we have children going to bed hungry at night. And what makes it even sadder is all the tons of groceries that get thrown away from our grocery stores on a daily basis. There are empty houses and buildings in every town. And we have people sleeping on our streets and in our woods in these little hamlets and villages out here. And I look around and I see the men and women who have served us in our armed forces, and as they struggled and battled just to get the most basics of need through, you know, through doctors and such like that, it seems like something's really messed up right now. So in many ways, the world can look really dark and be very scary, and there's a lot of noise going on. But even with all that is wrong in this world, there's a lot of hope. Because on that holy night, love came into the world through Christ. In spite of the darkness that attempts to overshadow us, with that hope, we will not be overcome. Now, this isn't some kind of false blow the whistle, you know, whistle in the dark kind of hope. This is true hope. It's a hope that comes from God's love, a love so strong that it will not be overpowered. It is a love so bright that its light can never be overshadowed. As it is written in the Gospel of John, in Christ was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. My sisters and brothers, the words of the angels that faithful night that we just read about left us know that the Messiah, the appointed one, the one who was promised for ages, the one in whom love incarnate has come into the world. And that love remains with us today. It remains because that love lives on in each and every one of you. In a world that seems to be overshadowed by the shadows of hatred and greed, it is a light that is within you, that light which is Christ, that will not only push back the darkness, but will take the place of the darkness. Wherever the shadows of hatred reside, the light of Christ's love shines through you. Wherever the shadows of despair and anxiety overrun us, the light of Christ's hope shines through you. And wherever the shadows of sadness or anger threaten us, the light of God's good news, Jesus Christ, shines through each and every one of you. Now, the Nativity of Jesus Christ, this wonderful event that we are celebrating tonight, was exactly that, an event. It was a moment in history. But that incarnate love which Jesus brought into the world, that's still with us. The incarnation is with us as long as we are willing to proclaim Christ as our Lord and as our Savior, as long as we are willing to reach out, to say hello to our neighbor, and to say, come be a part of us. Through the incarnation, not only has love come into the world, it continues to live, and it continues to transform the lives of men and women and children every moment of the day. And through that incarnate love, everything is changing. Absolutely everything. So on this Christmas Eve, I encourage you not to leave the darkness worry you. For as the angel said, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. My sisters and brothers, my very first sermon here, I made it clear that each and every one of you belongs in this place. And I continue to tell you that because it is so true. At the same time, so does everyone else. And so I encourage you on this Christmas to go out, to enjoy the next 12 days. Retailers have told you, the 12 days of Christmas are not over. They only begin tomorrow. And during the next 12 days, I encourage you to take some time out of each day to leave that light which shines within you. To leave that light be shown to somebody else in some way. Whether it is, anonymously going and giving a donation, whether it is just saying a friendly hello to somebody who just looks like they need it. It doesn't have to be big. It just has to come from within. My sisters and brothers, go out and be that light. Let us pray. Dear son of Mary, you took flesh to redeem us. Change our hearts. Dear Son of God, you came to us with a sacrificial love. Change our hearts. Son of God, you continue to bound towards us, reaching out with a hand of reconciliation. Help us to take that hand. Let us listen to God's word. Let our hearts be changed. We ask this through your Holy Spirit. Amen.